Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Contact Financial Fitness Consulting, LLC for your financial fitness consultation. Cheryl Bleckany is your financial fitness trainer. Click the Financial Fitness Consulting, LLC link at blackstarfundllp.com and join Cheryl on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. to learn how to make money work for you instead of you working hard for your money. Cheryl can answer any of your personal financial questions and provide informative insight into your individual financial situation. Like Cheryl says, financial fitness is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. Financial Fitness Consulting, LLC is now available at blackstarfundllp.com. Go there and click the Financial Fitness Consulting link. Welcome back to another Revealing Better Results podcast here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's podcast episode, we have a special returning guest with us today, Cheryl Bleckany. Cheryl Bleckany was born in New York, New York, and now resides in Altamonte Springs, Florida. Anyone that knows Cheryl knows her God-given passion and purpose in life is helping people. 5 years ago, she became a financial educator and retirement protection specialist, and this decision has created a positive impact in her life. Cheryl realized the importance of and recognized the need for financial literacy and decided to pursue a career in the world of finance. Just imagine making your money work for you instead of you working hard for your money. She is committed to sharing her financial education on various platforms and at different venues. Cheryl is very passionate about paying it forward to share the financial information she has learned from others. Her motto is, financial fitness is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. And welcome back to Revealing Better Results, Cheryl.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Colin.
Well, it's been a little more than a year since we talked last.
Yeah.
And, I see you're still making some strides with financial education, and you know, you have a lot of experience as a financial professional in the accounting industry. How are the services that you provide an advantage over, let's say, these automated robocall services?
Okay, so I have more than 30 years in the accounting industry in the corporate world, which I love accounting. I am a numbers person. And I now want to use that knowledge of my numbers and financial services to actually spread the financial education to individuals, families, young people. So for me, you know, I want to build that personal trust relationship with my clients. So they're talking to a person. They're not clicking through numbers. And so, you know, they always say people are more likely to do business with people they like and trust. And I feel I have that likable and trust factor.
Exactly. That's a great point. Those are some great points there. You have to be trustworthy and you have to be a real person. That's the advantage right there. So
right.
You know, this year the economy has been pretty rough, and I think your business is in the market for new business and new clients as always. Are clients coming to you looking for direction on where and how they can grow their wealth with your expertise?
Yes. So, you know, people are coming to me asking me the first steps to, first of all, how to grow their money. Because if you don't know rules when it comes to your money and how to grow your money, you're basically spinning your wheels. So I always tell people there's three rules when it comes to money. First of all, you have to learn the rule, you have to apply the rule, and then you have to take action. So just imagine making your money work for you instead of you working hard for your money.
Okay. Okay. And yeah, that was it. That's a three-step process. Now, how would you say that people would apply it during the second step?
Okay. Well, as far as applying, you know, to that you have to learn the rules. So applying is taking steps to actually, you know, benefit from those rules that you learn as far as money. So you have to sit down, you know, with a financial professional like myself, and we have to put you on a guidance, what we call a roadmap. I call it a financial GPS, grow, protect, and save your money. But you need a financial roadmap. So that's how you would apply it.
Okay. Now, what educational resources do you provide with insurance, life insurance, health insurance, and annuities as well?
Well, first of all, I provide an overview of what people are looking for. You know, sometimes people don't know what they're looking for, so that's the problem.
Right.
So my goal is to help people look for guidance to, first of all, which type of life insurance or health insurance works best for them and their family. Because I always tell people when you're getting life insurance, it's not just for you per se. It's also for you protecting your loved one. So, you know, you want to think about, you know, the guidance as far as the life insurance that you actually are applying for. When it comes to annuities, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to annuities, that's just another way of you continually to grow your money. You're getting ready to retire. You don't want to put your 401k in a bank, so you want to roll it over into something called annuity. And that gives you the opportunity for your money to still continue to grow. Annuity, what happens is annuity really outlives you long. Your annuity actually outlives you because your money still can continue to grow even after you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Well, where do you see people needing the most help within these areas?
I think people need the most help with the life insurance portion, because life insurance is one of those not-so-pretty subjects that people don't want to talk about, but we need to talk about it. And, you know, once we talk about it and I give them, you know, each person is different. Each family is different. So each person, life insurance needs are going to be different. But they got to know how to get started.
Right. Okay. Well, it's a quick casual question for you here. Do you ever obtain any new clients while you're just out and about shopping around town?
Yes, I do. And the reason why I do this is I have a business card, and I actually made it into more like a postcard. So people can't lose it.
Okay. Wow.
So I'm out and about shopping or at the mall, at the food store, and I just kindly ask them, would it be okay if I gave you my business card? I'm a financial educator. I help people with their finances. And most people say yes. So I give them my postcard, and they'll be like, wow, this is kind of big. I'm like, well, this way you can't lose it. You can put it on your refrigerator with a magnet.
Hey, that's pretty smart there. You know,
Yep.
Yeah. Well, over the last year, have you had a chance to organize some events in your community related to financial education?
Yes, I have. I actually love to work with different organizations, church groups, women groups, mom groups. So I actually do a financial webinar, a 30 to 35-minute webinar, just pure financial education, the four foundations when it comes to your finances. So my goal is to get out into the community, and because we don't learn it in school, which they should teach financial literacy, but they do not. So it's so important. Even when I teach it, you know, I have adults saying, I've never even heard of that. You know, so it's just really important to get out into the community.
Wow. Well, what do you like most about what you do?
What I like most about what I do is letting people know the education behind your finances and how that benefits you. You know, I always say we don't know what we don't know. I came into the industry 5 years ago. My goal is to pay it forward because it changed my life 5 years ago. And I've been doing accounting for 30-plus years. But I've learned stuff in the financial services industry I didn't know. So like I always tell people, we don't know what we don't know.
Right, right. Well, do you plan on opening your own financial education program or a financial education agency for the public?
Well, actually, I just started my own LLC in March.
Okay.
The name of my company is Financial Fitness Consulting, LLC. And like you said earlier, my motto is financial fitness is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes.
There you go. All right. All right. Well, would accounting and managerial accounting be the main focus of the information that you're trying to get to the public?
Well, you know what? When it comes to accounting, you don't really need to know accounting to manage your finances. But you do need to have a monthly budget, or some people call it a spending plan, and you need to have goals, and you know you need to have a positive mindset when it comes to budgeting. So as far as you know your finances, you don't really need accounting, but you need a concept as far as a monthly budget, or like I said, some people call it a spending plan, because when you think of budget, people don't like to hear that word.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. Well, what is your approach to reaching people and getting them financially literate? You know, do you prefer to educate in a group setting or one-on-one?
Okay. Either setting is fine with me. My approach to reaching people is I now do a weekly Zoom financial webinar every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And if people are not able to come on that every Thursday at 7 p.m., I actually schedule one-on-ones to, you know, based on that person's availability, because my goal is to be flexible to be able to provide the financial education.
Right. Wow. Wow. Well, I know you're in the Orlando, Florida area. What type of business? Well, you already said you like reaching out to church groups and, you know, different women's groups. And
right. I mean, even single dad organizations, because we have single dads that have children, and they don't know, well, what would be the best concept for my child as far as going to college. So it can be a single mom. It can be a single dad. It can be a family. You know, you have a family. You know, and they think about their children, how they're going to go to college, and things like that.
Okay. Well, do you find that the younger people between 18 to 25 are they pretty receptive to what you have to say?
You know what? Young people are my best audience, and the reason why I say this is
okay.
The reason why I say this is I wish I would have known this information when I was 25 years old. Because when it comes to your money and making money work for you, we have to think about the wealth formula, which is money plus time, plus or minus the rate of interest, minus inflation. That's your wealth formula. So the younger you are, the longer you have for your money to compound. So young people are really my best audience, 18 to 25, because they're just freshly out of high school. They just got a brand new job, and they're trying to figure out the best way to grow their money. They're not thinking about retirement, but they need to figure out, as a young person, what they need to do with their money. That's my best audience. Then, for me, the second would be families, working adults with families, because, you know, they're thinking about their children. What's best for my child? And then last but not least is retirees. They're already retired, but then you have the retirees that end up going back to work because they never had a financial plan in place. I always tell people it's never too late to start. Like I said, I started 5 years ago. I wish I would have known when I was 25 years old.
Wow. Wow. This is great. This is great information for everyone, for the young people, for families, and for retirees. You know, like you just said, it's never too late to get the financial education you need.
Correct.
So I want to thank you for coming on the podcast with me today, Revealing Better Results, Ms. Blakeney. This is your third time on here. So you're
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes.
I just love to, you know, for me, it's just being able to spread the financial information, because I always tell people we don't know what we don't know.
That's it. That's it. And with that, you've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.